Ireland's classic hits. How are you? It is Trina Mari here. Something for the weekend, and Damien Farrelly, my old pal, is here with news from the net. Hi, Damien.
Good morning, Trina. And you'll have to excuse the Bernie Sanders mittens, which I'm in. I'm just expecting the snow. I'm just trying to keep myself toasty.
Isn't it Baltic? I always solve that problem by numerous cups of tea.
Yeah.
Listen, Damien. Listen to you every day on the show. Sometimes you come out with mad sayings, right? And I don't know what you're talking about. And I think it's maybe a Kells thing, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. So I thought
today. Are you calling
me a bogger? No. But you, Damien Farrelly has a certain way of saying things, right? Which makes you unique. So I thought we'd go through some of these today, and maybe you could translate for people like me.
You have me worried now. What do I say? What?
Okay, right. We'll start off. Translate these for people like me who don't get you. Okay. So there's something you've been saying for a few years, and I don't know it. We're sucking diesel. What does that mean?
Now we're doing it. Now we're on it. Like, yeah, that's the job. You know what I mean? Now we can do it. Like, you know, sucking diesel.
I still don't understand. Give me an example of when you would, you know, say, we're sucking diesel.
Okay, so I'm in the car and I'm on a country road and there's loads of bad bends in it and it's awkward to drive. Then you finally get to the junction where you take a left and then you have all motorway just ahead. And then you settle in, you put the foot down and you're on a nice road and you go, oh, now we're sucking diesel.
Okay, right. Okay. Now, another one I heard you using during the week, and I think this was during a call on the Hitbit. You said, shoulder to the wheel. What is that?
Come on. Have you never heard of shoulder to the
wheel?
No. Shoulder, you city folk. shoulder to the wheel. How would you describe that, I suppose? Put your shoulder to the wheel, I suppose, would be work hard, keep going, and make a good effort. Put your shoulder to the wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where does that originate from? Do you know?
I've no idea, but my head is full of these. Like, my mum used to say these random things, and like you, I'd be looking at her with a blank face going, what? My mother used to randomly come out with these things, like, and mad words that you don't hear now, like porcupine or aborgullion or what was the other one she used to say? Train gone and the ticket in your fist. I never really knew what that meant, but I have a couple of other ones.
Go on.
That I think are maybe a bit self-explanatory. Never scald your lips with another man's porridge.
Okay, explain that to me.
Well, I suppose that don't be kissing anybody else's missus. Is that it?
I don't know.
Never scald your lips with another man's porridge.
We'll have to ask on the text about that one. All right. What else do you have, Damien?
The older the fiddle, the sweeter the tune.
Have you
ever heard of that?
No, but I take it that means that if you're a bit older, you're wiser, you have more knowledge. Is that it?
Yeah, and my mother-in-law has one she always says. Now, I bet you people WhatsApp in about this. Maybe their nana said it. A dumb priest never got a parish.
You are always saying this one on the radio. A dumb priest never got a parish. So I take it that's more about you speak up when you want things. Is that it?
Yeah. And here's one for you. Say if you're getting ready for a good night out or whatever, and you ask your husband, how do I look? And you don't really trust him in your gut, right? You're only saying, how do I look, Nick? You're, you know, getting ready for... Before COVID, we used to all go out and get dolled up. You turn to Mick and you say, Mick, how do I look? And he goes, yeah, lovely. But you don't believe him, really.
Okay.
So there's one here for that. A friend's eye is a good mirror.
Okay.
A friend's eye is a good mirror. And I have one more for you, right?
Okay.
There's loads of these. I have loads of these. A cabin with plenty of food is better than a hungry castle.
Did you
ever hear that?
No. What does that mean?
A cabin with plenty of food is better than a hungry castle. I suppose... a person with an ordinary home full of food is kind of a happy home. And then to someone who you've seen living in a big castle and they probably haven't got two things to throw up together.
Yeah. They're lonely because they're in this big castle, but they've nothing.
They're having a shilling. So a cabin with plenty of food is better than a hungry castle. I bet you. Loads of people are going to watch that thing. With these great, I presume they're all great Irish sayings.
Damien, would you think about maybe doing a book or something? Because there's no other place you'll hear this only on the Damien Farrelly Show every day.
Oh my God. Yeah, with some great old sayings. I sound like a man of 85.
I know.
Hear me, Bernie Sanders mittens.
I'm telling you, listen out for Damien all next week. He is bound to say one of these sayings.
Text and WhatsApp in this morning. Get in loads of them because they're fun as well.
Oh yeah, if you've got one, let me know. 087-188-0008. Thanks, Damien. We'll chat to you very soon, and you're on the radio tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, 11 to 2, it's Classic Hit Sunday. You say, we play. Them's the rules.
See another saying there. You say, we play. Thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.